Welcome to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector. Okay, so today I want my listeners to understand if you're thinking about going through the initiation, getting rayado, getting scratched. One thing for sure, or if you already have and you're just an engayo right now, one thing for sure that I want to tell you guys, even if you're not from my Monanzo and you're just a listener, I want everybody to understand that when you start working these energies and you do an ensara, these are called ensaras, when you work the energies, when you work the magic, when you work the ganga, whatever type of job. For example, if you do a job for yourself, then you need to protect yourself from somebody. Or for example, if you want to let's put an example, like somebody did something to you, they went with somebody that has an nganga and they did some negativity to you. Okay, so say you're in that situation and you're scratched, you have your godfather, and if you do an ensara that reverses that negativity to the person that threw it at you, and that person happens to die because of that, there's one thing in that you have to make sure that you can't feel bad about what you did. You can't feel bad, 'cause what protects you is doing that for you, because that was meant for you. If you do an ensara and somebody gets hurt or dies or something like that, you can't have like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, I feel so bad, or you can't have that feeling guiltiness. See, the thing that you guys need to understand, you cannot feel guilty about something that you had, that you've done, that harmed somebody. Because in my Monanzo, you know, I teach my god kids, before you do something like a reversible, or before you do something negative, you have to ask your nganga. Your nganga knows the spiritual realm. Your nganga is in the spiritual realm. So everything, any type of job, whether it be positive or negative, it has to be, you have to have a licencia. You have to have the blessing from your nganga. And your nganga could see farther than you. So, for example, if your nganga tells you, yes, you can throw that back, and that person happens to die or whatever, don't feel bad, because that was meant to be. You were guided with your nganga, and that went through, and the person, you know, went down or got really hurt for whatever the case may be. You can't have a conscience, because having a conscience comes from something where before, the way you were taught in another religion, or, you know, you feel guilt, you feel bad. In Palo, you don't feel that. You're not supposed to feel that. You got to take that away from your mindset, because us as practitioners, we're here to keep the balance in the spiritual realm. And if you have to do something negative and the nganga is giving you licencia to do that, then that's what needs to be done. I hope you guys understand this. So we don't like, I have other episodes where like, for example, I say I'm a good palero. Okay, I'm a good palero because I work both positive and negative energies. I do both. And somebody that's not in my religion, they can say, oh, Hector does evil and he does good. So, you know, they don't like that. But in Palo, like I say, you got to completely erase what you were taught before. Because doing good and bad, you know, in another religion, thinking about it's good and bad, for them, it's good and bad. For us, it's just doing what the nganga tells you to do. So doing what's right, doing what's gotta be done, you know? That's what we're here for. We're Tata and Nganga, we're Yaya and Nganga, and we have to do what the spiritual realm gives us the licencia to do. I hope I was clear on that. And if you guys have questions, you guys could always shoot me a text, and I'll get a little bit more in depth on that part. I know it's a little hard to comprehend. Some people might be like, this is wrong. It's not wrong. It's a way of life. And I've been living like that for the past few years, and I've been doing what I gotta do. I got myself with my license, with my Nganga, Everything I do, I sit down, and I meditate, and I sit down with my Nganga, ask for blessings, and if they give me them, and I get it done. If they say no, I leave it at that, no matter what it could be, And another thing too, when you get initiated, you go through some tests, man. The spiritual realm is gonna, when I say the spiritual realm, when I speak of the spiritual realm, that's, everything in the spiritual realm. Your ancestors. Some people call them your muertos. Some people call them your spirit guides. Some people call them your guardian angel. We all have one. We all have, some of us have more than others. And we all have one main one. It's your Mfumbe Ka Uto. Some of us have a whole damn cemetery. But we all have them, and they're there to guide us, and your Nganga is your communication with them. And once you get scratched, you get your Nganga, you have communication with your ancestors. You could ask them anything you want to do. Just I have another podcast, a previous podcast that I spoke about, how to communicate with your Nganga. That's also a process. You can't just go over there and start asking questions. It's a whole incantations that you gotta say. It's a whole ensara, that you have to do before you can't just go and start knocking and whoa, 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 nah. You gotta actually call them, and then when you feel them, you start communicating. It's a big process. I can't really, say too much here on the podcast, but that's the way it is. So for anybody listening here, if you have an Nganga and you ever did a job that you got a licencia for to do, and somebody got hurt, don't feel bad. It was okay. You got licencia from the spiritual realm, which is your Nganga, your ancestors, to do that. And if somebody passed, or something really, really bad happened to somebody, that had to happen. Don't have a conscience. Don't have a conscience, all that, because that's what needs to be done, and that's what got done. There's times where you do limpias, and the people have some heavy, heavy, heavy stuff on them. And when you do certain limpias, those energies go back to the people that started this shit, and they get hurt, A lot of people that do the harms like that, it's usually like a big high percentage, is somebody that is not initiated. It's just somebody that went to somebody that is already initiated, or somebody that works some another type of religion, a very strong, extremely strong religion that throws stuff at you. So when you do the cleanings, the people that created, that paid for this, they get fucked up, excuse my language, but that's why I highly recommend people. I get people sometimes that come and tell me, hey, well, my enemy's doing this, or I give them readings, and they're like, I want to know who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. They're already throwing stuff at you. Why do you want to cause a war? You'd be here every week for cleanings. So sometimes it's good just to get it out, but I mean, like I say, you ask licencia for everything that you do, and if the spiritual realm, then Ganga wants you to throw it back, you throw it back. If they say just, keep it here, you keep it here, use it for something else later. It's probably a little too much, but yeah, that's the way it works. There's also people out there that are somewhat or very toxic people, that that want to get scratched, and they get scratched, and they sometimes before they get scratched, the tata would know about how they are and recommend them to get counseling, or some kind of healing process that they need to go through before they get scratched, because being a toxic person and getting scratched, it's a really bad mix, like I said, getting scratched is something that you're born with. You ask an Nganga, if you're supposed to have an Nganga, you're supposed to get scratched, which not everybody is meant for this type of energies around them, but some people are, and those people that are, sometimes they're toxic people, and they have to heal mentally, emotionally, physically. They have to heal before getting any type of this power, because it can hurt them. You can't act on emotion. You there's times where I just come home and I have a real bad day, as everybody's messing with me, and I don't come to my pa. I don't go to my Nganga like, nah, it's not worth it. It's just sometimes people have bad days, Some people have bad days, and just, sometimes you gotta be the bigger person and just be like, whatever, tomorrow's another day, That's what I mean by you gotta have common sense. You gotta have common sense. Okay, so now I'm gonna speak a little bit about meditation, how to meditate. Meditation is very, very important. First off, on the first subject of meditating, you gotta make yourself habits, like good habits, that'll help you on your meditation process. Like, for example, your habits, sleeping early and waking up early, is something that'll help you meditate. Also, you need to establish a connection with your mind. If you do these things here that I just said, that will help you in the meditation process, in order for you to communicate with your spirit in the spiritual realm. So meditation is extremely important. And also, last but not least, every time you're meditating, you have to be in a position that's very, very, very comfortable. If you're not comfortable, you can break that connection with your meditation, and then it just won't work. You have to be very, very comfortable. Also, I want to add, if you decide to go through the initiation and decide to have an Nganga, this decision you're making is extremely important in your life, and it's going to benefit you 1,000%. But I want to make sure that you guys all know that when your godfather creates an Nganga for you, and you receive that Nganga, you have to work that Nganga. Like, you have to tend to it. You have to give that Nganga light. You can't not have that Nganga without light. You have to give that Nganga Malafo Sunga. You have to work that Nganga. If you abandon that Nganga, they will abandon you. Things start going bad for you. You like I said, this is a lifelong commitment. I'm not saying you have to be out there every day. I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, say if you work it once a month, hey, that's what you're gonna do. You work it once a month. If you work it, even longer than that, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you work with it, and you give them light. You give them Sunga, you give them Malafu, Just make sure you tend to that Nganga. Whatever long it takes you to do it, but just make sure you do it. That's really, really important. That's highly important. It's not fair to that Nganga if you create it, if your padrino creates it for you and you just have it there as an ornament. Like, no, you work it, you know, work it. It's gonna benefit you. You know, if you're not if you're not here to, you know, work with people, to consult people and help them with their problems, you don't have to do that. I mean, if the Nganga could just be just for you know, you work it'll benefit you. It doesn't matter what you work it for, but just work it. Because it, like I said, it's not fair to the Nganga. You know, you're creating it and you just pretty much abandon it. That's not a good thing to do. I don't recommend that. I've seen a couple people do that and it doesn't end good for them. So, like I said, getting initiated is a very, very, very big step in your life. Make sure you guys listen to my podcast or talk to another Tata and see how they feel about it. If somebody asks me to how I feel about getting scratched and going doing this religion, walking this way of life and practicing the religion, I love it. You know, sometimes I can't get home, can't wait to get home from work because I'm gonna do an Ensara. It's a beautiful religion. It's beautiful. You know, you're never alone. Your spirits are always with you, and you know they guide you through life. You know, they help you. I work it as much as I possibly can, and even if I don't have work, I go out there and meditate. You know, it's a good thing. You know, I have a good connection with my Nganga. I love this beautiful way of life, and I'm not ever gonna stop doing it. And if I have a chance to come back, I'm gonna do the same thing. You know, I'm gonna always do this. I love this, and then I don't expect everybody to be as enthusiastic as myself about this, but you gotta know exactly what you're doing. So, if you're not willing to do that lifelong commitment, please think twice about it, because it's not fair for you or for anybody else. You know, if you're just gonna abandon something and the only way I mean, I can give you all the info I can as far as, you know, my podcast goes. You guys could text me and, you know, I answer your questions and stuff like that. But the only real way to know what the religion is to get initiated and practice it. That's pretty much it. It depends on everybody, how they work it, what they do. Some people are here to just do bad, believe it or not. Like I said, you know, this religion is the whole world, and in the world there's good people and there's bad people. In order to keep that balance, you know, 'cause we got to keep that balance. That's what we're here to do, keep the balance. So there is people that only do negative works. There is ganguleros that only do negative works, and that's what they're here to do. You know, it's normal for them. It's as normal as me working my Nganga, doing good, doing bad, doing good, doing bad, in the balance. You know, there's people that are here to do good and bad, just like myself. There's people that are here just to do good, and there's people here just to do negative. And an Nganga will go wherever you take it. You know, some people, there's a saying I heard out there about Nganga Ndokis. They're considered like evil or bad or negative work and Ngangas, and there is some. It's just they're not different. They're just your Nganga work does what you work it. You know, if you're here, if your goal in life, if your mission, I'm sorry, if your mission in life is to only do bad to keep that balance, that's what you're here for. You know, that's why we have those killers in the, you know, in the streets. We have killers and murderers and you know, gang members and whatever bad negative people, because it's normal for them. They feel normal doing bad stuff because that's what they're here for. They're here for that balance, day and night, you know, black and white. Okay, everybody, so that's going to be it for this episode. This is season 2, episode 5. If you guys out there have any questions, you can text me at 702-814-3140. You could text me there. You can call me there. I have a TikTok. You can find me on TikTok. It's in Gangulero. And I also have an Instagram. You guys can message me there. You can post comments, post questions, any questions you guys have. I'll be glad to answer them. Also, I have an email. You could email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector.